So our dad of the year, you know, as we're getting toward the end of the year, it's almost time to award our dad of the year.
Oh.
Yeah, sure. Here's our nominee for today. That'd be Sean J. Buttrakos of Flint, Michigan. He may have wrapped it up for bad dads. Sean allegedly found slumped over in his vehicle, parked in a parking lot, which is probably good. After the paramedic awoke Sean behind the wheel, police say that he hit the gas and took off, and they chased him for about a mile, speeds up to 60 miles an hour, running stoplights and such. Finally pulled over. Two kids in his car, blood alcohol level 3 times the legal limit. Atta boy. Happy holidays to Sean Buttrakos.
Awesome.
Yeah, just doing his part to be a really, really good dad. And an Australian company's promotion at their coffee houses in Vietnam had been halted after it was deemed offensive. Again, it was in Vietnam. They were offering a free second cup of coffee to any woman who was over 5'6".
Oh.
Yeah, so there.
Man, I wouldn't qualify.
Well, there you go. And that's in Vietnam, too.
Man.
He's a ruddy little fellow with a bright red coat and a sleigh with 8 reindeer. He's a happy little fellow with a pack on his back and a smile that shines so bright. He's the jolly little fellow called Santa Claus who'll be round on Christmas Eve night.
You know, this is Gene Autry, and Gene Autry made a mountain of money.
Yes.
He really did.
Okay, see, I kept waiting for the joke. I thought this was going to be a song about a hobo.
No. That's it. No, that's...
He's smiling with a bag on his back.
No, that's it. It's about Santa. But he made his money in radio and television stations. Mm-hmm. And so, don't you know those stations, you know, were kind of forced to play this? You know
sure
what I mean?
Sure they were.
Because it's the boss. Listen, oh, that's so trendy.
I do love it.
Listen, the one I got for you next hour, oh, man. I heard it yesterday. I said, that will annoy anybody. So that immediately...
So let's play that one.
I might like it.
Yeah, well, you might. That's true. But it will stick in your head. There's no doubt about that. But anyway, this is our little Christmas offering for you this morning.
Hi, welcome to Earworms or Us.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, just wait till next hour. Yeah.
It's really fascinating that y'all use the word earworm. I'll tell you in a second why.
Okay.
Info. I've never heard anybody else use that word except for someone when I was in Germany, so I just assumed it was a German expression.
No, it's in the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
I've never heard that
yeah.
here in America.
Yeah, you get a little song in your head, and it will not go away.
Well, I mean, I know you have a song stuck in your head, but earworm is just a very specific
term. The last one for me was Menomina, and I thought I was going to die.
Hi, Todd.
Oh, hey, Samantha.
Do you want to be my boyfriend?
Oh, sure. Wow, I'd love to.
Great. Now give me your Subway steak melt.
My melt?
Yeah, I'm your girlfriend now.
I don't think this is working out.
Get your own Subway steak melt, like the tender, juicy steak and bacon melt, or the succulent, smoky chipotle steak and cheese. Get yours today. Subway. Eat fresh. December is Customer Appreciation Month at Subway Restaurants, so we're thanking our customers for being such big fans with $2 6-inch subs, the cold cut combo or meatball marinara. That's right, the crowd-pleasing cold cut combo or meatball marinara are $2 each for a 6-inch sub, only in December. Appreciation tastes amazing, so get these two subs made fresh for you for $2 each. Saying thanks is a great deal, so hurry in. Subway, eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only, plus tax for applicable prices. I run a lesson to why additional charges break.
So, News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, 616. Okay, so the phrase earworm, you heard that in Germany. Is that correct?
Yeah, I heard. I was talking to a German girl who was speaking in English, and she had talked about an earworm.
The fact that it's earworm ought to tell you that it's, you know, probably not American. I mean, not German. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's a lot of...
Because there's no...
Now, Scott.
Well, what? Excuse me. Earworm is English, right?
But
U.S. American right there.
When you speak Spanish, do you figure out all of the correct lingo and ways that you
certainly
use
not
Spanish
you can,
phrases,
yes,
or do you translate directly
you can
English
transform
phrases into Spanish that Spanish
transform
speakers don't know?
I don't even
sense
try.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I don't even try.
Oh my God.
Everything I know in Spanish, I can't say on the radio.
Exactly.
Oh.
Well, that's,
yeah,
that's
except
the
for the
goes
whole Cerveza thing.
Yeah, we can do that part. 6:16. By the way, both superintendents joining us this morning live.
Cool.
Wow.
Dr. Wallace will be with us at about an hour from now, and then Dr. Colson will be on after Katz Newscast at 7:35, so we can talk about the school districts and what they have to say about that situation, and then let's see what else we add something else. I don't remember what it is. Just 8 shopping days till Christmas, but again, it doesn't matter because the end of the world is, 4 days away?
Yep.
And if you want to celebrate today, it's free shipping day. I don't know what that means. That's you hope that you get free shipping. I think if you're buying something online, you need to probably ask ahead of time.
Well, they said.
Yeah, that's right. I heard somewhere. It's maple syrup day. It's underdog day. And this is the Roman holiday Saturnalia, traditionally celebrated on this date, which is they honor the Roman god of agriculture. So eat you some agriculture today. All right.
I believe I will.
Yeah, there you go. Birthdays.
Mila Jovovich is
really
37.
Yeah, and we're at work.
She was in the Three Musketeers,
oh, okay,
the new Blue Lagoon, Zoolander.
It's okay. I'm with you, Scott.
Yeah, okay.
Lori Holden is 43 from The Walking Dead, and so is Emma Bell, 26, also from The Walking Dead. Manny Pacquiao.
Uh-huh.
Filipino boxer, singer, and politician, because I think he was the governor.
Hey, that's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, does a little everything. He's 34 today. Giovanni Ribisi, 38 years old. And if you track this guy's career, Avatar, Lost in Translation, was in Friends and Blossom. so there you go.
Okay.
Chuck Liddell, the Iceman from UFC Famous 43.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Hey, I know who
I'm
is
sure, yeah.
Tracy Byrd, country music singer from Beaumont, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
46 years old. Sarah Darlin from Bananarama, 51. Mike Mills from REM, 54. Bill Pullman, 59.
Independence Day and other stuff.
He's the brand new one that he's in looks kind of funny.
Well, he's also in Spaceballs. And, of course, one of my favorites, which we always watch around Christmas time, While You Were Sleeping.
Okay.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
Peter Farrelly. Love the Farrelly brothers.
Yeah, they do. It's Fairly, I think, but Something About Mary.
I always thought it was Farrelly. I'm
sorry. It's one of them.
All right.
Something About Mary.
Wait, are you talking
about
the two guys that are loud and kind of fat, the Farrelly brothers?
No, right? Not really.
I mean, I haven't heard of a Fairrelly, but I have heard of a Farrelly. So
you take the weird one, Stuck on You, Shallow Hal. There's Something About Mary, Kingpin,
yeah,
Dumber and Dumber.
I mean,
some really funny
really
movies.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, not always politically correct.
No.
But, yeah. Okay. Anyway,
one of my very favorites, Eugene Levy.
Yeah, he is. You're right.
66 years old, and Ernie Hudson, the guy from Ghostbusters fame and more, is 67.
Really. Chris Matthews, if you've ever heard of him, he's that guy on MSNBC. You know, he got the thrill up his legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves Obama.
You betcha. And he's 67. And Dave Madden, who was Reuben Kincaid on the Partridge Family.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah,
I can
that's
see
right
that guy's face.
Uh-huh. See, that's it. Oh, that's who that is. Yeah, so happy birthday to him.
Happy